You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It was a cyber attack that caused Cellcom customers' voice and text services to be out for almost a week. On Tuesday afternoon, Cellcom CEO Bridget Riordan took to YouTube, social media, and their website to provide an update on the outage.
We were prepared for this, we're prepared for these incidents, and we are rolling our protocol through this.
Riordan said no personal data was exposed in the attack. She gave no timeline for full restoration of service. The outage began last Wednesday night. Text service and Cellcom-to-Cellcom voice service has been restored. A former tennis coach in the greater Green Bay area was sentenced to 15 years in prison for taking upskirting videos of minors he was coaching. 41-year-old Joshua Denault pleaded no contest to four counts of child sexual exploitation filming and two counts of child enticement. 12 other counts were dismissed as part of a plea deal. When he's released from prison, he'll have to register as a sex offender and spend another 20 years on extended supervision. The criminal case against a Gibraltar high school student who brought a firearm to school has been halted after officials determined that he is not mentally competent to stand trial. 18-year-old Aiden Rice was charged with one count of possession of a firearm on school grounds for a March 2024 incident. The criminal complaint said Rice was scared of a former student and felt he needed protection. Rice will be released from custody, but will have to appear in court every 6 months for a competency reevaluation. It's fake. That's the message U.S. Senator Ron Johnson delivered to delegates at the weekend's state Republican Party convention in Rothschild regarding the House deficit reduction bill. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
Johnson said the big, beautiful bill isn't what it's advertised to be and will actually be increasing the federal budget deficit by a total of about $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Johnson told delegates he's digging his heels in, even as other Senate Republicans oppose the House bill due to its cuts to Medicaid, arguing that will harm working Americans.
The United States Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could harm industries. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some of the AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Senate recently approved a measure that would make sharing AI-generated deepfake images a felony. That bill would be moot if Congress's bill becomes law. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court election is about a year away, but candidates are starting to announce their intentions to run. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up next year, and she's already announced that she will run for re-election. Chris Taylor announced a challenge yesterday. Taylor was a lawmaker representing the Madison area and then a Dane County judge. Currently, she's a judge with the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court race this year was the most expensive in American history, with Justice Susan Crawford winning with a 10-point lead over Brad Schimmel. The election next spring will not determine the ideological majority of the bench. If Bradley wins and keeps her seat, that would preserve the court's 4-3 liberal majority. If a more liberal candidate wins, the majority would grow to 5-2. Testing milk for the H5N1 virus or bird flu could get underway on farms across the state by later this week. Terry Barr has more.
These tests are now required by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department and says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found during testing, pasteurization will kill it and the milk can still be used commercially.
Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Allison Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. It's the one-year anniversary for an Amtrak line that crosses Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the fourth season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first two seasons. Although the third season was not as critically acclaimed as the first two, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the Boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager John Landau and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. the former late night host and the MC of The Last and Next Oscars, will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.